Okay, 7:46 on September the 26th, 2015, a Saturday morning, yes. A rare Saturday morning walk. I feel bad because I missed a day already this week. I didn't want to miss another one. Even though... I'm not really at my peak form this morning. And last night was a late night because of the kid had rehearsal till 10, and so I didn't get to sleep until 11:11, make a wish. And what I wished for was that I had gone to sleep much sooner. And for some reason, I woke up with a nightmare, which I don't remember. But it was around 5:15, and I really didn't need to get up at 5:15. I could have slept in. But I didn't. I got up and started messing with Eve online and adjusting my orders and looking at the blurb for the new book. I like it. I had some doubts about some pieces of it, and I tossed it up into the fan group on Facebook. And my fears about it were confirmed, so I got to do a little minor tweaking. But I've got the story, I've got the ebook file, the EPUB laid out, ready to go. I've got a blurb. What I don't have is a cover. Well, I have a cover. It's just not... I don't believe it's the cover. I don't believe it's the cover that I need. We'll see. I don't know for sure. It's kind of a it's rather an unpleasant morning. It's raw, it's cold, and it's raw because it's humid. The sun has not burned through the clouds yet this morning. I am warming up a little bit, which is good because I was freezing. Not literally freezing, but quite chilly. And I had an epiphany about where I was going with Natalia Ruggieri, and in retrospect, it's sort of like, well, duh. And several comments that a bunch of people have made have sort of came together yesterday afternoon. And one of the problems is that I'm writing Natalia as if she were Ishmael Huang, when really she needs to be much more like Tanith Fairport. She needs to have a little more oomph. Oh, it is damp. There's fog over there. Wow. So it was one of those. Oh. And I haven't been able to. I went back to the story that was stalled and backed up to the point where I think it went off the rails. And then start bringing it forward again. It'll be okay, I think. I need to... Boy, man, I really need to get it moving. 20 days from now is the 15th of October. Oh, I made my reservations for Cosine for Mile High, because it's coming up on Mile High Con season, which is the third week, I think it's the third weekend in October. So I will be able to get away for a few days. I'll be going down on Friday. I'll be back on Sunday afternoon. I've already had a request for some books down there. The problem with this is that, in this case, I've already got the books, because I got the books in for Cosine, and I never sold any. And for the amount of work that I did to get those books in, the number of books I sold was decidedly disappointing. And the year before, at Mile High, I put my books in with Who Else Books. And, you know, they didn't... they sold like two or three copies. It really wasn't worth the effort. So I'll probably take a collection of books, toss them in the trunk of the car in case anybody wants some. But I'm not going to be bothering with trying to put them in the dealer's room with one of the dealers, or heaven forfend, spend my con in the dealer's room myself. I hope I'm going to get some decent panels this year. That would be good. And I should probably get my Tookus moving and get my 1099 from Amazon scanned, so I can prove to Sifu that I made $3,000 last year. The experiment with Amazon, going all in with Amazon, isn't paying off yet. It looks sort of like the page reads are cannibalizing sales, and they're not paying as well. So that's a bit of a problem. But it's also very, very early. We'll deal with it. This is the problem, and it's one of those what have I done moments. Well, and the reality is, I really don't know what I've done yet, because it's just been too soon. The shift hasn't really happened. We've got a few people who started discovering it through Unlimited, but it's still not anywhere close to what it needs to be. Just to say, it won't get there. Particularly once a new book comes out and people start talking about it, and we start seeing more activity around Ishmael Wong. Also ran into a problem with Amazon and Ravenwood. Apparently I'd put Ravenwood onto iBooks through Smashwords years and years ago, and completely forgot about it. And Amazon, of course, found it on iTunes, the iBook store, and said, I'm glad they did, because otherwise it would just sit there all this, you know, just completely unknown to me that was sitting over there on iBooks. So that's cleared up. That should help a little bit. Post. Yes, it is cold and damp. My breath is condensing on my mustache and my beard. I'm going to need a towel when I get home because my facial hair is soggy and there's nothing, or very little, that's as uncomfortable as soggy facial hair. Unless it's like soggy underwear or something. Anyway, that was probably an image you could have lived without. I know it's an image I could have lived without. Hurt. Whine, moan, grumble, complain. It's a grumbling morning. I had a snack. I had a breakfast bar at 6. And I really needed to have real food. I would have been just as well off skipping the breakfast bar, I think. I need to boil some more eggs today. I've been keeping boiled eggs and decent cheese and a little bit of sausage in the fridge for those times when I need a little bit extra. And, I don't think I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I got my blood work back. I got the written report for my annual checkup from last week. And, I was sort of concerned because I've been eating a lot of eggs, a lot of cheese, a lot of dairy. Not a lot of red meat, but a lot more... a lot more stuff that is historically not really cholesterol-friendly. And my numbers are down, again. My total overall is way low. I got almost no cholesterol. Not the good stuff, not the bad stuff, just no cholesterol. It's very, very low. So I hope that's a good thing. My glucose is down. Did I talk about this yesterday? My A1C is down. Probably. I have no idea. So yeah, the diet is working. I'm losing weight. Another 10 pounds would be good. That's what I want to talk about today. I'm trying not to whine today. I'm trying not to... trying not to be Eeyore. Today's Saturday. I'm working off Saturday. I don't have to take the kid anywhere today. There's no rehearsal. There's a set building day, but she's not planning on going to that. The lawn got mowed. Don't have to worry about that. Probably need to make a run to the grocery store. A couple things were out over low on. More eggs. I try to keep 2 dozen eggs in the house these days just because I eat so many of them. And my elder daughter has been eating a lot of eggs, and younger daughter has been helping out as well. But if I'm going to boil a dozen eggs, that's going to pretty much take us out of eggs. I'll have to go get some more. I want this smuggler story to take off. I really want to get stuck into the smuggler story because there's stuff here that I want to write about, and I just can't seem to get my... I can't seem to get my mojo working. It's not just for writing. I can't seem to get my mojo working for anything. I'm just not. And I logged into EVE Online this morning and started adjusting orders. It's like, why? Why am I doing this? I think I need to bring in Natalia. Go rat hunting or something. Run a few level 4 missions. Yeah, the visibility is shrinking. I'm looking off to the east where I took a picture this morning, and I can't see as far. There's fog. I don't know if the temperature is falling, which is possible. It's causing the fog to appear. I noticed it when I was coming by the soccer fields back on the other end, that looking out toward the soccer fields, the visibility was reduced to maybe a quarter, half a mile. Just hope that's not my car. Auto alarm honking. Usually as the sun comes up, it burns the fog off, but this seems to be the opposite. As the further we get toward daylight, the more fog is forming. So that means the temperature must be falling. And it's condensing the water out of the atmosphere, which explains why it's so raw, because there's just so much water in the air and it's chilly. Oh well. There we go. Yes. So, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Now, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.